Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson and I'm Deputy Editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, Swancore Renewable Energy, 95% owned by Stonepeak Infrastructure Partners and Macquarie Capital, have signed the ECA-backed financing for the 376-megawatt Formosa 2 offshore wind project in Taiwan. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export world, Manila Electricity Company plans to inject $8.1 million of equity into 210 megawatt of solar projects. Aku Energy has launched financing for its 17 megawatt Omega 1 floating solar project in France via a fundraising platform run by asset manager Eiffel Investment Group. And Uzbekistan, via state-owned utility Uzbekiznero, has awarded its first solar power PPP concession, a 100 megawatt project in the Novaya region, to Mazda Clean Energy. Over in the commodity finance industry, on our essentials news offering, Kernel signed a tightly priced $390 million PXF last month, a rare example of a Ukrainian corporate taking the structured trade finance route in 2019. And despite the political turmoil developing in Ukraine, the agri trader is out to the international bond market and the EBRD for its future fundraising plans. On our third-party news tracker service in the commodity space, Trafigura has closed a new syndicated revolving credit facility and term loan facilities at $1.5 billion equivalent. Field Fisher has hired Paul Stockley as its new co-head of oil and gas. Netherlands-headquartered Louis Dreyfus's first half net profits fell as it faced headwinds including international trade tensions and a swine disease epidemic. The China National Petroleum Corporation has withdrawn from development of an offshore gas field in Iran. And Chinese cobalt producer GEMCO has signed a supply contract with Glencore, locking in cobalt hydroxide supply for the next 5 years. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, reinsurance giant Munich Re has invested $250 million in US-headquartered Next Insurance, an online insurance platform designed for small and medium-sized enterprises. Swift and HSBC are joining forces to define a common industry standard, JSON, for APIs. The use of reverse factoring by large companies in Australia to pressure suppliers to invoice them for less or accepted longer delays in being paid will be investigated by the competition watchdog. And the IMF alone cannot help troubled states out of a financial hole, according to a study done off the back of the Argentinian national crisis. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.